powerful gospel and scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na Cebuano, Bulawanong Gia. Brother Angus, once again, good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Thank you for inviting me. It's a lovely day in Auckland, New Zealand. Hallelujah.
No longer invitation, only asking you if you are able to come, because you are part of this program. You are no longer a guest. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
What a
blessing.
Even your schedule, third Sunday of the month, but if you are able and available, I will ask you.
Thank you.
Brother Angus, before we proceed, I ask you, please, to pray.
Yes, my pleasure. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for all the listeners. We welcome you this morning to our wonderful program, Golden Guide. May we welcome the fathers and mothers, the grandfathers and grandmothers, all the children, our friends and neighbors. Welcome in Jesus' name. May you be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Brother Angus, so your grandson win his birthday?
Oh, young Felix, he had it last Friday.
Oh, last Friday. So now not that much, but believe it. Okay, once again, greet him.
Yes, thank you. Young Felix, God bless you. May you grow up in the knowledge of the Lord. May you love your parents. And remember the promise of the Word of God, long life will come to you.
Oh, yeah.
Even all the children this morning, my dear brother Len, remember, God's Word says that if you love your parents and you serve and you acknowledge and obey them, you will have long life.
Yes, that is the great promise by God.
Amen.
If you will love your parents, God only can prolong our lives while we are here on earth. They are our parents. We are their seeds.
That's right. Amen.
Okay, Brother Angus, I have also some friends. And my first cousin, Amanda Margarita, belated happy birthday. God bless you. More birthdays to come. And Sir Steve in Christ Church. Sir Steve, belated happy birthday. More birthdays to come. God bless you and all your loved ones. And you know Sir Steve Baker?
Yeah.
He was the one who, God used him to brought me here in New Zealand. He was my first employer. Okay, Sir Steve, God bless you more. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yeah. And some of friends who are celebrating or had been celebrated or who will be celebrating their birthdays, happy birthday to all of you. From the program of Bulawanong Gia, we greet you.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So, once again, Brother Angus, let us play this birthday song for them. A happy birthday, Aking Mahal. So this was the first birthday songs that I had played.
Ah, amen.
So the mom, Gloria Belen, she came, but this was the first. So happy birthday again. So once again, I play this song.
Beautiful.
Happy birthday, aking mahal. Ito na, mga kaibigan. Mahal ko kayong lahat. God bless you all.
Aking mahal, marami pa sana kaarawan, at sa araw ng iyong pagsilang, ang nasa isip ko'y wala kundi ikaw. Happy birthday, aking mahal. Sa'yong iaalay at dalangin ko'y magbigyan ka ng ligayang dulo, sa'yo'y walang hanggan. Mga pangarap mo sana ay matamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, kundi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Birthday party, birthday cake, birthday gift. Sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Happy birthday, aking mahal. Ang tangi ko lamang sa'yo maiaalay. Walang hanggan.
Mga pangarap mo sana ay makamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Mga pangarap mo sana ay matutan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday.
Once again, happy birthday to all of you. Belated and advance happy birthday, those who will be celebrating next day or this coming week. Brother Angus, thanks be to God that once again we are here.
Yes, amen.
And last
amen.
Sunday I was not able to come to make a live broadcast because There are some hindrances.
Oh, yes.
But thanks be to God that I have a standby message, yeah, just in case if I will not be here. So this equipment, this automatic, they will play.
Was able to cover, yeah, for you. Praise, yeah, God.
Brother Angus, before we proceed, so our gospel song, but this gospel song has already played here, but I want to play again because this is a good message, has a good message. You shall love the Lord.
Oh, we amen. Need, we love that. Yes.
We need to, yes, love the Lord. Not anything, yeah, on this, yeah, world.
Priority.
Because this world and everything are here, we must love the one who has need this. So who is he?
The living,
no,
Lord,
other God, the
Jesus
living
Christ,
God.
Our Lord and, okay, Savior. Amen.
Brother Angus, I will, yeah, play this. You shall love the Lord. It is good. So there is a good message for us, even to our viewers, our brethren in Christ, even not only here in New Zealand. Mm. My sister in Dubai,
oh,
she can listen,
yeah,
and even in the Philippines. Everywhere, if I have friends who are in the different countries. So let us listen this, our gospel song, You Shall Love the Lord. Okay, brother,
amen,
and sister, God bless.
With all your mind,
Thanks be to God that we heard the good message from the song, our gospel song.
Amen.
You shall love the Lord
your
okay,
God.
Okay, Brother Angus, can you read our main text?
Yes, let's look at the gospel. It's Luke chapter 8, verse 17. That's our theme, and that's what God has given us to speak about. For nothing is secret.
Yes.
That will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light.
Yes.
So the background theme, the background to this theme is that Jesus is talking about parables.
Yes.
And these parables open up a very important way that Jesus communicated. Now, in the gospel, we're in Luke chapter 8. Good morning and hello to everybody.
Yes.
We find in verse 4 of gospel, chapter 8 of Luke, he says, "And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city," Roland.
Yes.
"And when a great multitude," this is a lot of people, "and they had come from every city," he spoke by way. He spoke by a parable.
By parable.
And he takes a simple message about a sower who has seed, and he's sowing it. And he says this way, verse 5, "A sower went out to sow seed. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and as it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on a rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture." Verse 7, "And some fell among thorns. The thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground and sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried," this is the point, "He who has ears,
let him hear.
Let him hear." And Roland, that brings us to a very important point.
Yes.
That Jesus says, in reply to a question, his disciples came to him away from the crowd and they said, "What does this parable mean?" So our listeners this morning, we welcome you and we say to you, what does the words of Jesus mean to you?
Yes.
How does it apply to your life? Now, you know, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, we are encouraged by Matthew saying, "Seek ye first," above everything else, "seek ye first the kingdom of God." But this is part two, not only the kingdom, his righteousness.
And his righteousness.
And his righteousness. Now, and verse 10.
And all these things, there is conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
"And all these things shall be added unto you."
Unto you.
Amen.
Now, verse 10 is probably an important verse, Brother Lynn. Mm. "And he said," this is Jesus, this is all one of the keys to the mystery. Because we're talking about our theme, there's no secret. So
that will not be revealed.
It will not be revealed. And he says in verse 10, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables." Now, from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9, this is a quote, "Seeing they may not see," Roland, "hearing they may not understand." So
yes,
this is something that we must be encouraged with this morning. The parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Now, if we have seed, what must we do, Roland? We go out to sow seed.
Yes.
We don't scatter seed.
Yes.
We don't throw it away. We are purposed to do something with seed. And the four soils that Jesus talks about, remember that the parable is using everyday language,
yes,
everyday examples. Going to work, being a farmer, being a fisherman, someone that is caring for business. These are all applicable. Now, remember, this is the context. "Seeing they may not see," question. "Hearing they may not understand." This is God's way to the unbeliever or to the person that's out there. How many people do we talk to? How many people do we see? How many people do we interact with and they have no knowledge of the kingdom?
Mm.
This scripture is coming to pass.
Yes.
So verse 11, verse 12, verse 13, verse 14, verse 15, there are four of these soils. Very simply, wayside.
So the preachers now, they are represent on that parable, the sower just like a preacher.
Yes.
So
yes.
What the sower sow?
Yes. You reap.
Later,
you reap.
You will
what
reap.
You sow, you reap.
Yes.
What you sow, you reap. You don't put it into the ground and get something else.
Yes.
So in the parable, Jesus is saying to us a very important lesson of life. He says in verse 15, the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, and this is the key here, Brother Lynn, having heard the word with a noble and a good heart. This is the interesting thing about what Jesus is saying. The soil is actually the heart.
Yes.
It's referring to your heart and my heart. Do you know that Jeremiah, the prophet, said that the heart is above all deceitful?
Yes.
The heart can mislead us. The heart can take us into places we do not want to go. Because it is a heart, it can be a thing that expresses bad and good.
Yes, brother. So, Brother Angus, I want to talk about, there are two religious leaders in the Philippines. And the second one, he was famous. He is famous.
Yeah.
And the one, not so, but in his place in Mindanao, he is known. And they call him Senor Aguila.
I see. Yeah.
He received that. He received that, how do we call, as being a head of their organization, Senor Aguila, okay, at the age of 19 years old. Do you know, 19 is too young. I saw when he was at the age of 19, very small, but at the age of 22, so 3 years ago, so his body make double fat, keep on roasting or grill the pork and the chickens. He became big, and they call him Señor Aguila in Surigao del Norte, part of Mindanao. And there was whistleblower and complaint. And there are some complaint members who are left from their organization.
Yeah.
Before that religious organization, it was a secular, plain secular organization. And the one who organized that organization, secular organization, it was good, the woman. But the woman has passed away, and the members of that organization, they choose a replacement of the woman, and they choose the young boy. And the young boy, he became big, his body, very fat, because he keep on eating the for them as delicious food. In their members of that organization, they are not allowed to go somewhere else. They stay. And do you know the aid or the support from the government? They take some part of the financial assistance from the government. Yeah. And they are occupied the timberland. The timberland is not allowed. If somebody used that for residential, but maybe they are influenced of the some of staff of DENA department of maybe about the land. So they were able to occupy. So they have their own community. If there are some members who is sick, So they will not let them to go in the hospital. Yeah. And they have own school in that area, because there are some teachers who quit from the government a school, and then they hired them as a teacher in their community. But there was something wrong, because there are some victims of that guy. Even he was very young, from 19 years old, and then 22 years old. Our government and the Senate, and there are some a case against them. So there are some secrets, but the Bible says there is no secret that will not be revealed. So in the Senate hearing, some senators asked this guy from 19 years old, he was the one who ruled that organization, and keep on asking the some members of in the Senate. And this guy, someone asked him, keep on answering, I don't know. You are the one who manages that organization, but inside the community, you did not know. Impossible. So that's why, yeah.
So in Luke chapter 12, excuse me, our second reading, Jesus says in Luke chapter 12, verse 2, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known.
Yes.
Whatever you have spoken in the dark, this is talking about speaking, will be heard in the light.
Yes.
And what you have spoken in the ear, in inner rooms, will be proclaimed on the house.
So if those who don't hide anything from themselves, but those who want to hide something, so they don't, they have a secret. Yeah. But the Bible says
there's nothing that will not be revealed.
Yes. So now, one guy I have talked with you, he is now in the jail.
Yes.
In this year, I think it was the month of March or April.
Yeah.
And this month, September, another. He was very famous. He has his own helicopter, a private plane, and the New Jerusalem situated in the Philippines. So it is impossible. In the Bible, New Jerusalem, not by the hands of human hands. Only God can make or build that a new Jerusalem.
Jesus said, what you sow, you will reap.
Yeah, because this guy, the month of September, the same Senate, he might...